Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
What is a vote? We are continuing with election analysis and breakdown. Welcome to Feet to the Fire with your host, Sergio Fassa. I'm making the argument, I've been doing it all week and I'm going to wrap it up today, hopefully. I'm making the argument that only in-person election day votes are the real votes. Why am I saying that? What is a vote? Let's define a vote. A vote is a supervised certificate. It is a legal document, like a birth certificate. And a vote remains under supervision until it is delivered to the Board of Elections. That is the only way to stay secure. Mail-in is not a vote. Mail-in, by its very nature, is not voting. Now, let me start with the Constitution. Article 2, Section 1 establishes in-person single-day voting. Now, I know this is for the presidential election, but it sets the precedent and also explains the implied intention when the Constitution talks about voting or choosing or elections. The Congress may determine the time of choosing the electors and the day on which they shall give their votes. That's from the Constitution. It is understood legally to be in person on a specific day. How does it work? Well, with in-person single-day voting, the votes are never left unsupervised. You have to think of a vote this way. Now, I know I'm talking philosophically, but stay with me. It is an intangible property right, a vote. It's a choice. It's in the possession of the owner in his mind. It's an expression of property right. He owns it. He goes to the polling place. It is still inside his mind as a point of personal possession. He goes into the booth, the voting booth. As soon as that voter votes, he transfers that property right into the machine, which all it is a giant calculator tabulating these votes. The voter goes in, transfers the intangible property right in the machine, and now it is, if you want to say, tangibly tabulated as a vote in the calculator. That occurs at a time and place. It's time-stamped in a particular location, and it is under the supervision now of the machine, which is impartial, it's a calculator, and the poll worker who's always standing there. There's always poll workers in there, so we don't know the machine doesn't get tampered with. At the end of the day, what's printed is called the tape. That comes out of the machine. It's like a giant receipt, and it has all of the votes that were cast that day. Now, that tape, which is kept secure, is then brought by the poll worker to the Board of Elections, where it is then counted. Do you notice the vote of the voter is always supervised? It is always authentic. Then it's very simple at the Board of Elections. That's why we can know the vote totals the night of. And even decades ago, when we weren't as advanced technologically, we could still identify the winner that night because it's simple math. Count the totals from the tapes that were printed by the calculators on election night, simple math, boom, you've got your winner. Well, what is mail-in? Mail-in is unsupervised votes that are necessarily corrupt because they can't be authenticated. If a vote is unsupervised, even for a moment, it's null and void because the possibilities of what could happen to it are infinite. When I was with General Flynn, I know I mentioned it this week, I asked him, what was the tip of the arrowhead of the cheating in 2020? And he said, no question, mail-in, because the possibilities of corruption are infinite. And I'm not talking necessarily that it's duplicitous, that somebody's doing something tricky with the votes. I'm just saying, even merely human error, you have unsupervised votes. Ocean County sent out, for this last election, 55,000 votes. Do you hear me? That's like sending out 55,000 birth certificates, releasing legal documents into the atmosphere, and no one knows, has any idea where they are. No one has any idea what happens once they leave the Board of Elections office because they're unsupervised. Now, the assumption is it was mailed, it was filled out, and it was sent back. But I'm just throwing out possibilities. Did an unscrupulous individual copy any of those ballots on their way over or on their way back? Who filled out the ballot? We don't know. See, at a polling place, you know the individual, again, the intangible property right, goes in the booth, transfers it to the calculator. Now it's on the machine. The machine prints the tape. Now the vote moves from the machine onto the tape. It's always supervised. Poll worker takes the tape over to the Board of Elections under lock and key, gets counted that night. Always supervised. The vote has moved from the person to the machine to the tape to the Board of Elections via the poll worker. But with a mail-in, like I said, who filled out the vote? We don't know. Who sent it in? Was it tampered with? Did it get lost? Was a duplicate made? You know, you have to think of it this way. That vote is sitting on the kitchen table for weeks prior to the election. Did someone alter the signature while it was sitting on the table? Did one of the kids alter it? Did a spouse alter it for a spouse? Did the plumber come in and change the vote? I know this sounds ridiculous, but I'm saying these are the ridiculous possibilities because it's unsupervised. Did the mailman drop three of them into a sewer grate? Did a few dozen get tossed from certain districts that perhaps are more MAGA? And once it's opened in the basement of the Board of Elections, who determines the authenticity? We're told, oh, they compare the signatures. Who's comparing it? I don't know, a mid-20-year-old millennial who has no background on signature verification? This is ridiculous. This is unsupervised. There's no standard. Let me give you an example. You have a 5-person family. 4 of the people decide they're not voting this year. They go on vacation. What's the one person able to do? Fill out 5 ballots, forge all the signatures, mail them all in. That person just quintupled his vote. Let me give you another example. I had a friend who went to vote. She shows up and they said to her, no, you can't vote today. This is on Tuesday in the election in Ocean County. They said, no, you got to mail in. You can't vote. Now, here's my question. Where is her vote at that point? I'm making the argument it's an intangible property right inside her. But no, the poll workers are saying, no, your vote is at home somewhere, wherever that ballot is. Now, that's unsupervised at home. So she says, I'll go get it and prove it that I didn't send it in. And they say, you can't. Well, why are they saying you can't prove it? Because it's been unsupervised for weeks. So they don't know where her vote is. So she actually had to go home, get her vote, fill it out. And she went and dropped it in a drop box because she didn't want it to be... She didn't want to fill out a provisional at the polling place that day. And guess what? She looked online on Wednesday. As of Wednesday, her vote still is not counted. By the way, she's a MAGA supporter and voted for me. So you see the problem? Now, I'm not saying it's little gremlins creating fake votes. I'm saying mail-in, by its very nature, is not voting. It's not a vote. It's like saying a woman is defined a certain way, but then you can go dress up a guy and then call that a transgender woman. Nope, that's a guy dressed like a woman. It's not a woman. In a legal democracy, a legal vote is a supervised vote to ensure that there is no cheating, zero cheating. Here's the problem in our culture. We are defining votes subjectively now because of mail-in. We're saying a vote is a choice. That's all it is. It's just a choice. So I get to have one wherever, whatever it is, it's my choice. No, a vote is not a choice. A vote is not a choice. A vote is a supervised certificate. That is an objective definition. It is a legal document, a property possession passed from the individual to the county under legal supervision, which supervision, if ever suspended at any time, renders the vote a non-vote and illegal and unfit for counting. Objectively, a vote is a supervised certificate of property rights. It is not a choice. It is a legal choice. Are you following me? This is so important. Let me go a couple extra minutes and we'll wrap it up. So here's what the argument becomes over mail-in ballots. On my end, I say the ballots are corrupt. They're fraudulent. How do we know 5,000, 10,000 were not manipulated or inaccurately filled out? And then the other side says, no, they're not. They're not fraudulent. They're all clean. But you see, there's no way to prove either way. There's no forensics. There's no evidence. Once these mail-ins get to the Board of Elections, the piece of paper gets pulled out of the signature envelope. They're separated. Now it's just a pile of pencil markings and tallies. There's no evidence. So the fact that we don't know renders them invalid. Again, I'm not saying that every vote is illegitimate in its content in a mail-in vote. All of them may be, in fact, sound votes. I'm saying that the inability to know for sure makes them corrupted. It's not the proof of whether or not the vote was valid or pure or not. It's the lack of sureness. It's the lack of knowing. The fact that you can even question renders these mail-in votes null and void as ballots. A true ballot, listen, is not a questionable entity. These mail-in votes are all illegitimate because only supervised certificates can be counted in a lawful election. Now, there is one requirement in this country to vote, as my friend said. Here's the requirement. Show up at the polling place. Show up at the polling place. That's it. Know where you have to go and show up on the day, like the Constitution says, and vote. What they do with mail-in ballots is they're sending them everywhere, and everybody is being empowered to make their quote-unquote choice, unsupervised. And you have guys, people who would never go to the polling place, sitting on in their armchairs, armchair voting, filling this out and chucking it in the mail. And as my friend said, we are no longer a democracy, we are an idiocracy, because anyone who can't even pull themselves together to go to a polling place can vote even when they have no idea what's going on in the election, who's running, and they can vote at any time they want, months prior to the election. Now, the only exception I would say to in-person voting is the one that we've agreed on as a society to suspend momentarily the definition of a vote as a supervised certificate for the sake of absentee ballots. That's for military, overseas expatriates, and the disabled. But an absentee ballot is not the same as a mail-in vote. An absentee ballot is a regulated single vote, one at a time. You have to apply every cycle for an absentee ballot and then submit it legally by the deadline. Otherwise, it's in-person voting, and that is what we have to get back to. Now, do you realize we've had a complete paradigm shift in our elections? While we were sleeping during COVID in a state like New Jersey where Tyrant Murphy said everyone mails in now, we've had a paradigm shift from absentee after gets counted after the in-person voting to mail-in gets counted first and determines the election. Let me explain what I mean. Over the decades, if you followed elections, you'd watch on election night, they'd count the tallies, they'd declare the winner, and then all the talking heads on cable news would start to say, well, if this person won by a significant enough margin, then we don't have to worry about the absentee votes, military overseas. But if it's close, we always have to what? What'd they always say? Count the absentee ballots. And that could shift the election if it's close. You know, they talk back and forth about the absentee. It was a fraction, a tiny fraction of the votes that may or may not have affected things at the end. We have completely shifted the election paradigm in America, in New Jersey, because now what's determining the elections? All of the mail-in ballots drop, and before you've even counted one vote from Election Day, you essentially know your winner because of the thousands upon thousands of mail-in ballots. Now that's determining the election, and we're sitting there saying, well, wait, let's see who won. We've got our mail-in votes. We pretty much see the winner, but let's wait till we see what the in-person vote tally comes in and see if that affects it. See if that affects it. See if Election Day voting affects the votes. Those are the votes. But no, we flipped it now, and the mail-in votes are determining our elections. And guys, here's the other problem. Everybody says to me, look, you got to use the system, though. You have to work in the system. This is the way it is now, so beat them at their own game. But do you realize we are reducing down to the lowest common denominator of morality? We are becoming Venezuela in our elections. Basically, what people are saying is don't fix the system, just outdo the other side. So now it becomes a competition of who can out-corrupt who. Who can be more corrupt than the other side? Oh, you're going to start procuring mail-in ballots and votes and going to houses a month and a half before the election? All right, we'll start campaigning and trying to knock on doors and get people's mail-in votes 2 months prior, 3 months prior. You started in April, we'll start electioneering and campaigning in March. Well, why don't we start on Christmas Eve? How far back are we going to go? Why don't we start the day after the election, the previous election ends? we're reducing down to who can be more corrupt, and our elections are basically turning into places like Venezuela. Legal votes diluted by mail-in votes ruins the election because mail-in votes are necessarily illegal votes. All right, I didn't get a chance to talk about my district, which we kicked butt in person votes. MAGA won in my district, and I'm not even in a MAGA district. But we're supposed to assume again that all of New Jersey voted down MAGA this year in the primary. Give me a break. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We are turning into a corrupt socialist mess unless we get our elections under control. See you next week. Have a great weekend.